This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and technology channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Michael Jones, an executive with Active Care. He is an expert in the medical monitoring field, especially as it relates to monitoring the type 2 diabetic population here in America. Active Care is a Utah-based real-time patient monitoring company that affords its members a higher quality of life through its care center monitoring. Michael, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Eric, we're excited to share our story.
Well, I'm excited to hear it. So first of all, let's look at the company. What is the primary focus of your company, Active Care?
The focus is taking a new approach to the care and monitoring of those suffering from diabetes. Traditionally, an individual who is testing their blood sugar on a regular basis has a single piece of information at a single point in time telling them their blood sugar is either good or not good. Very little is accomplished with that type of approach in improving that individual's health care. So we take a much more comprehensive strategy, leveraging some data that we'll talk about, some very great technology partners that we'll talk about, as well as a concept which is evolving that's been described as medical informatics. So the first piece that we focus on in working with our members is we'll take several years of medical information for each of our members. We'll look at their claims data, their medical claims data. We'll look at information out of their pharmacy use patterns. We'll look at information that comes out of an electronic health record. And this gives us a great view of this individual in terms of their past experience and their challenge with dealing with diabetes. What we then do is provide them with a very unique blood glucometer. And this device is not only measures the blood glucose level, it also has the ability to transmit those findings immediately to us, regardless of where that person is. So it actually uses some cellular phone technology to send that data to us real time. And that then comes straight into their member profile and their record. And we can see right off the bat, is their blood sugar high? Is their blood sugar low? What are the trends? And if by any chance they send us a reading that causes us any concern, we can be on the phone with them within minutes. And if you'd like, I've got a great example of a recent incident where we were able to educate somebody about their disease.
Now, if you could speak on how Active Care improves the quality of life of its members, speak going further with that.
Yeah, let me go ahead and go. I'll touch on the anecdotal incident, and then I'll talk about the impact of that on a broader membership and how that affects the overall group outcomes, as well as lowering the cost of care. So, Erica, an example of the impact of this technology is one of our members recently had an evening where she sent a blood sugar reading that was extremely high. And especially in comparison to her recent profile where her blood tests had been quite nice, this one caused us some alarm. So we called this individual. We spoke to her for a little bit and asked her why she thought maybe what had happened to cause the blood sugar reading to be so high. Her immediate thought was that there was something wrong with the meter. She said that she hadn't had anything sweet to eat all day. In asking her what she had to eat, she mentioned that she had just returned home from a night out with her friends where she had shared a couple of baskets of breadsticks, several slices of pizza, and four beers. That's the equivalent of eating about half a birthday cake by yourself. And so we were able to educate her that the sugars that she's taking into her body aren't necessarily sweet sugars. They may be complex carbohydrates that when they break down become sugars. So as we're able to work with these members, educating them on their behaviors and their eating patterns, diet, and activity, we're able to encourage them in ways that they learn from, and they end up taking control of their diabetes. Now, the effect of this on a larger population is that we have outcome studies now that are showing a direct effect on lowering blood sugars, lowering the levels of A1C, and lowering weight and other complications like hypertension. In conjunction with those improved physical attributes, we also see a lowering in the cost of the healthcare claims associated with these folks.
Really interesting information. Now, when we think diabetes, especially type 2 diabetes, many look down on the sufferer saying, you know, it's an eating issue or a self-inflicted health issue. What can a person do to overcome this stigma?
Well, I think that it's important to remember we all have genetic tendencies. Some people have genetic tendencies to cancer. Some people have genetic tendencies to addictive behaviors. Other people have genetic tendencies to type 2 diabetes. There are some behaviors that will exacerbate these tendencies and bring on a full-blown condition. The good news, though, is that there are tools available and there is understanding coming into the industry to put the control of that disease and the management of that disease in the hands of the patient. They now have the ability to monitor what they eat. They have the ability to monitor how their body responds to what they eat. They have the ability to regulate the levels and frequency of the insulin or other medications that they're going to use to treat their disease. And finally, they're also getting the support from their loved ones, from the care organizations, and those that are really able to give them insight. So it's diabetes is sometimes described as a gateway condition. It is at the center of so many other comorbidities, again, whether that's obesity, hypertension, orthopedic issues as a function of weight. So it's really getting now its proper focus and recognition that, yes, there are behaviors that can exacerbate or complicate things, but it is a disease, and it's a disease that has to be treated as such.
Today we are with Michael Jones with Active Care, a Utah-based real-time patient monitoring company that affords its members a higher quality of life through its care center monitoring here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Mr. Jones, have you seen an increase in diabetics drawn to your service to improve their quality of life along the way?
Well, it's been amazing. We really focused on this model of treatment and monitoring about 18 months ago. And in that 18-month period, our membership base of individuals inside of our program has grown from about 500 individuals at the end of the first quarter of our operations to we now have almost 35,000 members that are entering the program. We're rolling out and bringing these people through the intake protocol and getting them trained and used to our services. But it's growing at an exponential rate, and that growth is directly attributed to it puts the member in control. B, it's got the tools of accountability for all involved in the care cycle. It gives the data and the information people need to see a change. And C, we are seeing a change. We're seeing people become more healthy. We're seeing people not only affecting and minimizing the risks of their or the complications of their diabetes, but having an effect in the other areas that, again, the obesity and hypertension that's so closely tied to diabetes. And finally, costs are coming down. There is a direct correlation to that impact on costs that we're very excited about.
And finally, what advice can you offer a type 2 diabetes patient who's looking for a positive change in handling their disease?
Encourage your healthcare plan to identify and to subscribe to services, whether it's active care or programs like active care, that are providing the member and patients with the tools to take control. Tools that can give that immediate feedback, give that immediate information, as opposed to a doctor's visit once a quarter to tell you what you did wrong 3 months ago. Rarely does that have an impact on changing or making a significant difference. Having that constant encouragement, that constant feedback, and that happening in real time over the blood glucometer, over email, text, and in person on the phone with our care specialists is proven to be a way that makes a difference. So regardless of whether it's active care or someone else like us, please encourage your care plan to recognize the benefit of that type of program and how it's going to really make a difference for those suffering from diabetes.
Mr. Jones, from what I and the listeners know, diabetes is a growing problem in America, not only for the individual sufferers, but also for the healthcare system. For those listening, how do they contact your company for more information?
Absolutely. Our website is the easiest way to find us. It is activecare, one word, .com. And you could also reach out by email at info@activecare.com and establish a dialogue with one of our agents who can provide information on what healthcare plans are already subscribed to our monitoring service, as well as information that can be conveyed from members to their human resources departments or to their healthcare plans so that they can find out information.
Certainly appreciate your stopping by. We've been speaking with Michael Jones with Active Care, a Utah-based real-time patient monitoring company that affords its members a higher quality of life through its care center monitoring. And the website of reference, once again, is simply activecare.com. Michael, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
And the pleasure has been ours as well. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.